Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Hello, welcome to the Shut Your Face podcast with your host, me, Bree. I'm super excited you guys are here. Thank you so much for listening to this shit show. This is the second season, and I couldn't be more thankful for all of our guests that took the time to talk to me. It's so freaking cool. Go check us out on Patreon for early access and exclusive content. And then lastly, thank you so much to our sponsors, BMAR Media and Leather and Lights. I kind of happen to know them just a little bit. They're pretty cool. Anyways, let's get on into it, shall we? Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. This one's with me too, obviously. I wanted to do an episode to talk about why this is even here. Why did I even start this podcast? Like, what was the reasoning? What happened? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then kind of go into a small introduction of who I am. So, I'm this random white girl in North Carolina who happened to catch herself around some people that were not very nice. Just around some mean girls. I ended up around some mean girls in some form or fashion. And I'm not one to, you know, the whole purpose is not to degrade anybody or put anybody down or any of that. That's not what I'm about. I'm not about that life. But that is why I started this podcast, because I got attacked on the internet. And before that, I was bullied really bad behind kind of closed doors that people don't know about. Just constant poking and questioning and all kinds of stuff when they knew that they didn't have to do these things. Like just bothering somebody until they snap. So anyhow, I got attacked on the internet, and I was laughed at. I had emails sent to me. I had messages sent to me. I had all kinds of stuff. My reviews got bombarded. It was crazy. And, you know, before you say, okay, well, you're soft. No, I'm not soft at all. But that was a very traumatic experience because it was uncalled for. Like, it was strictly done out of malice to hurt me. So, anyhow, after that happened, it was really hard to talk to people. Not like what you think hard to talk to people for me, but I ended up in a lot of situations where it felt like people didn't want to talk to me because of what happened and what they saw. They were laughing at me. They were just mocking me. Like, they just didn't want to take me seriously. It was a really, really rough time. And so I started the podcast and I started to talk to people that were kind of outside of that circle of other folk, the people that had attacked me online, to show folks that I'm like normal. I'm normal. I'm cool. Because some of the comments were like, I'm weird and I ask stupid questions, and it was your classic mean girl attack on me, pretty much. So anyhow, that's why I started the podcast, was to basically exhibit that I'm normal. And I also wanted to present a situation where a context was provided in the conversation, because up until that point, most of my business, most all communication was done through Messenger and text message and on Facebook and things like that. And so you can't really put a context to that. Like, you can't really put an emotion. So it's very easy for things to get misconstrued and changed around and turned around and stuff like that. So I think it helped a lot I think it helped a lot for people to kind of be like, oh, that's what she meant by that. Or, oh, okay. You know, and for other people to see folks talking to me pretty normal. I'm not weird. I'm not some weirdo that you need to stay away from. Like, they made, like, they blocked me and made me out like I bothered them by asking them simple questions. One particular photographer, like, it's kind of funny. Well, it's not funny, but it's funny because you blocked me for speaking to you, but you're a customer, so shouldn't I be able to speak to you? Anyways, classic mean girl, just classic behavior that nobody should condone. And, you know, no grown adult should have to deal with. But I feel like it's getting worse as you get older. Anyways, trying to stay on course here. That's why I started the podcast. And as I started doing it, my first couple of videos were really, I just wanted to get, like, the truth out there. It was already hard for me. I'm already kind of socially awkward and I get nervous. So it was already kind of hard for me to, like, put myself out there. But I saw a quote that said, you know, if you're keeping the peace, whose peace are you keeping? And I thought to myself, I'm keeping their peace, and I'm in turmoil over here. I'm the one that's like, I love this photo booth shit. Like, did y'all just see that? See? Anyways, whose peace are you keeping by remaining quiet? I felt like I needed to remain quiet about really, you know, like, explaining myself and things like that, because I was taught to keep the peace. And I also didn't want people to question me. But then it dawned on me one day, like, I don't give a fuck what you think. I don't care if you think I'm fucking lying. I don't care if you think I'm not fucking lying. This is what happened. And it felt so good. Like, it felt amazing. It was healing to just get the truth out there. Because, you know, you see a lot of people on the internet talk a big game. Like, well, you shouldn't care what other people think, da 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 da. That is the actual act of not caring what they think. Telling the truth. Or doing whatever you need to do to make sure that you're okay and that you're healthy and that you're living your best life. That is not caring what they think. So me not telling what actually happened between certain people and just getting it out there into the universe, I thought was not caring. No, me actually telling it and getting it out there is the act of not caring what the fuck they think. Like, I mean, I didn't do what they did. They did it. So I finally made a couple of videos about how this customer would, you know, talk a shit about me on the internet, but sending me Merry Christmas messages and just the comical fucking hypocrisy that goes on. And it's like there's a thin line between being professional towards people and, you know, keeping a nice face and things of that nature versus just blatantly being two-faced. If you're two-faced with people on random shit, why the fuck should I trust you with my money? Anyways, I digress. So, you know, if you ever find yourself in a situation where you are like, you feel like you're being forced quiet, no. No. Now, only if it's the truth, though, okay? We want you to speak the truth, but not non-truth. Fuck that shit. This dude, I'll never forget it. This guy told me once, he said, if you don't get that out of your heart, you'll have that taste in your mouth. And that isn't verbatim of how he said it, but it was, if you don't get that out, you'll have that taste in your mouth. It's just like, if you don't take the time to heal, you'll bleed on people that didn't cut you. And it's very true. Like, it'll come out in certain areas and certain things and certain situations, you'll catch yourself getting it out. And I knew the moment that I don't want to say flip script, but something really small felt big and just so much, I knew it was outside factors affecting me, and I had to get, like, I had to get rid of that. I had to get rid of that. So, one of the hardest things for me to remember was that while I was surviving, like while I was trying to save my business ends fucking meat, I was taking coins to the fucking Harris Teeter. Thank God I saved them. I don't know how the hell I saved a couple hundred dollars worth of quarters, but I did. To save my business and keep things how I had kept them. You know, you don't realize ever, let me back up. Ever since that happened to me, I absolutely question everything I see on the internet. Because I know for a fact that the things that were said about me were wrong. Like, literally had to print off messages from people's comments and send them to an attorney to say they're wrong. We could do it with all of them. So after seeing that play out in front of my face, and I don't mean comments like, oh, she's ugly, she gets on my nerves. I mean just bold face, like, she did this, she did that, I did this, I did that, when that's not what happened. Goes far past the logic of not caring what people think. Like, I don't, there's no way to really, there's no way to downplay how that affects people's livelihood in business. Like, even if you work for somebody else and this, and your employer sees something like this go down on the internet that you didn't ask to happen because people just wanted to attack you and you lose your job because of it, like, the people that did it can be held responsible. Like, do people not think when they get on the internet, thou shalt not lie? Okay, whatever, I digress. Ever since that happened to me, I question everything that I see on the internet. Everything. Like, the ability to just get on there and put whatever you want is crazy. And it blows my mind that other people don't think like that too. Like, and it blows my mind that sometimes people don't actually see through the bullshit. Some do. But, you know, I mean, some don't. Anyways. You do what you need to do to heal from things like that. Because if you don't, it'll catch up with you. I had to survive, so I couldn't take the time to heal. And I did seek therapy, though, which helped a lot because she kept me in line, because I literally had nobody for me during that time. Nobody. And I thought you had to be tough to work at a strip club to deal with that shit. Because there's a reason why some girls end up being alcoholics and on drugs, because just the mind, the sheer mentality of the things that you have to deal with and that you think about. After that, that really tested me. Unless you can go through it, you can sit right on down. You can sit down. The whole point of this podcast, which I'm glad that you decided to join me on this journey, was to basically prove that I'm a normal human and I'm not scary and I'm not weird and I'm okay. And that's sad that I had to do that. To one, save my business, but two, because of people that were not necessarily supposed to even be my friends, but were customers. I just don't understand the mentality of lying like that. I just don't. But anyways, that's basically why this whole thing was started. And then we just got to talking about meeting random people. And it's so cool to, like, just meet. Some of the people that have been on here have been the coolest people in the world to talk to. Totally random. They have no idea who I am. And they'll go, yeah, I'll do it. Which helped me out even more. Like, helped me out even more, because all of these other people are saying I'm this, I'm that, don't talk to me, blah blah blah, I'm weird, blah blah blah, they got me blocked, we don't know why the fuck they got me blocked, which is fine. And then a random person goes, yeah, I'll talk to you. It really helped with my defamation lawsuit too. Which, you know what? I feel like this might need to take a turn. Maybe I could help people that need help when it comes to online and businesses and reputations and things that are said and blah, 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 blah. I would love to be of some type of assistance. But for me, I recreated the situation that they said was this, this, and this, even though I knew they were lying. Other people just went by. Other people didn't. So I took that same situation and created it over here and said we had no problems. Because if what they said was true here, it should happen here too. But that's not the case for none of it. As a matter of fact, one business actually just got better. Once I got rid of the trash, it got better. When I got out of the drama circles, it got better. So, if you ever catch yourself in a situation where you're not just being attacked online, you're being attacked in real life, you're being targeted, you're being, and people go, well, don't perform as well, or don't do this, or step on eggshells, and don't do that. No, fuck that. Okay? You're not a grown adult babysitting grown adults, which is how I felt half the fucking time. Okay? You are a grown adult living for yourself. That's who you're living for. Okay? And when it comes to business, if you do a good job and you provide right and you do right, like simple right or wrong, black and white, you don't have nothing to worry about. You have nothing to worry about. So you stand on your shit. You stand 10 toes down on fucking business and let them other people do whatever they got to do. Because the truth will always come out. Always come out. You can slice it up any way you want to slice it. You can turn around and toss it and try to change it or whatever you want to do, like the bad guy's going to do. Okay? But the truth is what it is. It is what it is. Like, you don't fabricate facts. You don't make up facts. And so if you just stand on that, you'll be all right. You'll be okay. Because one of the first things somebody, when a person is targeted, the amount of research I did on this, it's crazy. Anyways, when a person is targeted, they're targeted for multiple reasons. And it's usually a group involved. Actually, you know what? I had the perfect situation that happened like a couple of weeks ago. So this for me, we never met, but she reached out to me to make her some stuff years back because we were sponsoring a place that puts on a bunch of events that she pretty much takes photos for. Now, I'm a very intuitive person, so I'm not going to make accusations, but just hold on. So she reaches out to me. She wants to buy some things and do some things. Totally cool. Absolutely. Do the best job that we can. I am very keen on people that are watching me, but never liking anything, saying anything, or doing anything. They're just sitting there watching me. You're telling me that you're a hater. You're telling me one of three things. One, you don't like me. You could do whatever you want under the sun, sweetie, but you do not like me. And that's why you keep watching me and you don't say anything. Two, you're friends with the competition or an enemy. You are friends with something on the other side and you're relaying messages. Or three, you're a fake friend with a sack of balls and you're trying to figure out if I've figured you out yet or not. Those are one of three reasons why somebody would stalk you on the internet. So anyways, she was kind of watching me and then her order didn't go very well. I mean, her order actually went well, but the shirts weren't exactly correct. She didn't like the way that the ink was on the shirts, which was fine. We replaced them, no big deal. I knew something wasn't right about that whole situation because months later and like a year or two later, I tried to reach out to her to buy photos from her. I reached out to her to try to, actually bought a photo from her for a girl that we sponsored. Tried to interact with her. And I did this to put pressure on the person. Because I'm okay, so there's a reason why you do that. Most people are like, okay, well, they don't like me, I'm not going to speak to them. I'm going to put pressure on you to see what's really going on. Because sometimes people just order and they leave and it's not that big of a deal, like you're not. It ain't like that. Sometimes they want to necessarily get close to you, but not close to you because you're like within the same circle. So it's not just a one or done. You're going to see them again. So that was kind of the situation because we were still doing work for the people that she was working for. And the horse industry is all kind of one and the same. And everybody knows everybody and blah, 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 blah. Anyways, I knew that she lied about her experience. I knew it, but I couldn't necessarily prove it because her friends would treat me some type of way. I'm like, I literally got into an argument with this lady because she got her tracking number. Just on a side note, when you believe what you're told without actually doing your own research, you look like a dumbass. At least to me, you do. You look like a dumbass. Like the amount of husbands I have in my DMs, it's hilarious. Anyways, because they heard I worked at a strip club and blah, 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 whatever. No, you're lucky I don't call your fucking wife. Anyways, years later, recently, there was a post about her, which, again, regardless of my situation with other people, I don't condone bullying on the internet. I don't think it's cool in any way, shape, or form. And somebody screenshotted what she posted and put it on their page, which is not near as good or worse. Like, both of them are bad. What she said, I don't think was meant in any harm, but it's just the way that she said it. And then them screenshotting it and posting it, it's like, they're just as bad. So I made the comment. I said, I'd had problems with her, which I did. But both things are not that well. So she decided to attack me. Posting all this stuff. This huge post with just a bunch of lies. It's not how the experience went at all. So I had to turn around and screenshot all of our messages and posted, and she deleted it, or I don't know what she did with it, but it's not there anymore. And I'm just thinking to myself, why the fuck would you lie? You want to know why? Because she views me as a threat, and there's no other reason to attack somebody like that. Secure and confident women do not attack other women. Secure, confident women do not attack other women. If there's a reason for it, sure. But probably still not. You're not going to see a professional, secure woman attack another woman on the fucking internet. I've not attacked anybody on the internet. I've clearly stated facts. You will not see any secure, decent human being attack people on the internet just for fucking fun. Nonetheless, it's almost like social media is borderline being abused because people will believe what they see regardless of whether it's true or not. And not knowing that you are affecting people's lives when you do that. The vet that I was talking about the episode before, he's dead. He killed himself. And some people are like, oh, well, he's a grown man and da-da-da-da-da. You should shut the fuck up and let's let it happen to you. Let's let it happen to you and then let's see what you say. It's not just a grown man. That's his livelihood was basically gone. It was gone. He knew it was. And that's very sad. It's very sad. I said this over a year ago. People kill themselves over these comments. I'm getting on a rant. We don't want to get on a rant. I'm upset about this. I mean, it sucks when anybody takes their life or we lose a life or whatever have you, like just humanity. But I think I'm upset that this vet killed himself because I knew how he felt. And this is so sad because social media is supposed to be used to help people. Like, this is not supposed to be happening to people. Like, I just feel so bad for him. Because the video is not, they turned that shit upside down and around. Like, there should be more legislation for this shit. And there's not. There's no legislation. Okay? Because look, when I went to attorneys for mine, they laughed at me. I had so many, the struggle I went through with an attorney until I finally found one who would take me seriously was hard. Because still in this day and age, in 2025, people don't look at social media as serious. They don't look as influencers as a business. They don't look at TikTok shop as being an actual business. They don't look at it like that. Like the law, those types of people don't look at it and go, oh, okay, well that's legit. But it is. And right now, the only type of legislation that we have is a law that basically states that these platforms or third parties are not held responsible. They go through their processes for like IP issues, intellectual property issues, and things like that. They'll go through the processes, the Digital Millennium Act. I believe I said that right. Yeah, Digital Millennium Act.
Hold on, let me Google that.
They're required to do those processes for you. But as far as anything else, they technically don't have to do shit. And they're not held responsible. Which is fine. It's all good and dandy. Because I don't think Facebook should be held responsible for this vet's death. However, I do feel like it could have been controlled. It could have been changed. Even the news outlets and media outlets that take that stuff and just fucking run with it. Like, what was it? I saw one of them, Whiskey... I can't remember the name of the... Whiskey Riff? Rife? Or something like that? Maybe it wasn't them. Let me take that back. I saw another page post a meme talking about how the internet has no mercy on this vet. What? What the fuck, man? Really? Let that be your cousin. Let that be your mama. Let that be your baby daddy. If you get along with him. We don't know if you get along with him or not. But what I'm saying is, you get what I'm saying. Digital Millennium Copyright Act. That's what it is. So they have processes that, you know, these third party platforms have processes that they have to go through to help crack down on copyright infringement, trademark infringement, and things like that. Which is great. But, you know, as far as like social media is concerned, that's what it is. Section 230. That's what I'm trying to find. They are required. They do their own processes, like their own due diligence. But basically, Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act and the Digital Millennium Act, these laws grant platforms safe harbors from liability for user-generated content. So just like IP issues or even issues that, you know, happen when things go viral or they attack people or things of that nature. Like, you can't, if you're being attacked on the internet, you can't call it, you can't, like, send a message to Facebook and go, hey, can you help me out right now? They're not going to do anything. And then back to what I was saying about the lawyers. Like, they don't look at me. I look at my business on social media as a brick and mortar. I used to would send people messages. If I saw you looking at my stuff, I'd go, hey, nice to meet you. Is there anything I can help you with? They thought that was weird. Let's take the same situation and you walk into a store and they don't speak to you. Somebody doesn't speak to you. You'd be pissed off. Exactly my point. I treat business on social media as if it's brick and mortar. But it's such a weird line as far as the laws are concerned, or to have respect from other people because it's still considered social media. People still just consider it social media. I have all, it's still business. At the end of the day, it's still considered what it's considered. This vet's death, I think, is going to, I hope to see a change. I hope to see that this maybe doesn't resonate some type of change in our world. We need more legislation for this. And, I'm going to say it again. I said it once in the other episode. I'm going to say it again in this episode. She should be held responsible. If you take it upon yourself to go to the internet and maliciously, purposely, knowingly lie, it is defamation and slander. It is defamation, actually. It's slander because it's written and it's publicly posted. And liable, which is said what, you know, whatever, like not posted or whatever. But it's slander is what it is. And maybe these social media platforms need to be held responsible in some form or fashion. I don't know. But let me just say this. If you ever find yourself in your type of situation, I want you to hold on. Don't go. I want you to hold on. Actually, there's a beauty influencer, Michaela. I can't say her last name right. She just started POV. I love her. I love her. I used to like Jeffree Star until I saw how he fucking acted. But I love Michaela because of her class and the way that she handles things. She was my sole person I would think about the first time that it happened to me. Don't say anything. Don't respond. Keep it classy. Say nothing. It was hard, but I kept telling myself, if she can do it, I can do it. And she has like 16 million followers. I mean, this girl is huge or whatever. But she had gotten attacked. And she still gets attacked all the time. And it's like, you know what? If you think to yourself, okay, well, if they can handle it, I can handle it. If they can deal with it, I can deal with it. And don't let these people take that from you. Do not give them the key to your confidence and your truth. If you have to stand by yourself, you stand by your fucking self. It'll be all right. It'll be okay.